Blog Talk Radio.
Pastor Jay, I am truly, truly blessed because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm coming to you from the Changing Your Life Ministries, where our bishop and prophet is none other than the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson. I want to say not just Good Friday to everyone, but a great Friday. This is the day that we celebrate the death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so everywhere we go, we're seeing people trying to get some fish, trying to eat some fish and stuff like that, because they're trying to just stay in contact and celebrating this day. And also, this is so many different celebrations that are going on, and we're going to talk about that in our broadcast on today. But I want to really, really, really tell you about this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. This Sunday morning at 11 a.m., all road leads to where? All road leads to Changing Your Life Ministries. We're worshiping at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. Now, you must get there. Who needs to be there? You need to be there. Your entire household need to be there. So, woman, start now getting everybody ready. Young man, start now getting everybody prepared, because this Easter, this resurrection morning, you're going to experience the power of God like never before. I'm telling you, Bishop Hurricane Johnson, our prophet, our man of God, has a word that is going to change the very course of your life. It don't matter what you're going through. There's a word that is going to be directed just for you. It don't matter what you're experiencing right now. I'm telling you that you are coming out. Did I say you're coming out? Baby, you're coming out. And I'm telling you, you're coming out pure as gold. My God, God has given the man of God something that you must hear. And he wants to pray for you. He wants to pray for your entire household. You're talking about resurrection. You're talking about being resurrected. My God, you're going to see on this upcoming Sunday morning just how it went, how the story was told, how it is going to be. Amen. And you're going to, it's, in other words, you're going to picture this thing in your mind, and it's going to come alive in you. You're going to experience the very day, amen, the very time, the very hour. You're going to feel this thing. That's how evident the Spirit of God is going to be in there after you have heard from the man of God. And that's this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. We're going to talk more about that, but I want to, before we go any further, I want to direct your attention to tonight's service. You're going to hear a lot more about this Easter, because Bishop Hurricane Johnson is going to come on, amen, and he's going to tell you a lot more about the service. But I want you to know that we are still celebrating with our apostle, Apostle T.G. Thompson, and his lovely wife, First Lady Dr. Robin Thompson, at the Gospel Arena, the whole ministry, the whole membership, everybody at the Gospel Arena, we are still celebrating with them. Glory be to God. In this at this time, and they, the man of God has been preaching, teaching the word of God in ministry. We're talking 5 decades, y'all. Over 5 decades of ministry. Man, you can't tell me nothing. Glory be to God. If it don't deserve, I'm telling you, he deserves everything that is being done on this week. And when I say deserve, I'm talking about for the time that he has spent, I mean, praying for folks, for the time that he has spent in consecration, for the time that he has spent, glory be to God, ministering, for the time that he has spent with God, so that he, God can download what he needs to give to the people. My God, this is time for him to us to help him celebrate. And so therefore, all the churches are coming together, family, loved ones, everybody's coming together. And you know what the man of God choose to do at this time? He choose to present salvation. He choose to present the glory of God. He choose to present the grace of God to the people of God. And so souls are being revived and set free and delivered and saved in this convention. Oh, my God. Now, I know you never heard nothing like that in a convention, but it's happening over at the Gospel Arena International, and that address is 613 Northwest 3rd Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. You got to be there on tonight. We have none other than our own bishop and prophet that is going to be ministering under the power of God. I'm telling you, Bishop Hurricane Johnson, hallelujah, is going to be there tonight, and he is going to, oh my God, he's going to share the word that God has given him with the people of God. There is going to be miracles. There is going to be breakthrough. There is going to be salvation. Hallelujah. So when I encourage you, I encourage everybody under the sound of Pastor Jay's voice, I encourage you to get a loved one. Grab somebody that you know that is bound or yoked up or tied up or tangled up in anything. Grab them and bring them, because deliverance to set free is going to be there. Deliverance not just to loose, glory be to God, but to destroy every yoke that have you bound. It's going to be in that place. Yes, in the convention. Hallelujah. I know in convention, people usually come to dress up and wear the big hats, glory be to God, and the nice suits and to dance and celebrate the many years of ministry. But this time, somebody say this time. This time, we're celebrating salvation. We're celebrating Jesus. We're celebrating, glory be to God, your son being delivered. We're celebrating your mother being healed. I wish I had somebody to hear what I'm saying today. You're going to hear about what God is about to say concerning your salvation, concerning his grace. My God, like the preacher said on last night, oh, glory be to God, your sin cannot outdo God's grace. Oh, my God. So you're going to hear about this grace. You're going to hear about the salvation. You're going to hear about your walk with God. And it's going to draw you closer. It's going to put you where you need to be. So therefore, I'm telling all of you out there that you need to get right to the Gospel Arena. The Gospel Arena, and that address is 613 Northwest 3rd Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. I'm trying to calm down because I got excited just thinking about what's going to happen. What I experienced this week from the other speakers, they had a prophet, Dr. Tori Phillips on Monday night, and then on Tuesday night, we had Bishop Banks, amen. And on Wednesday night, we had Bishop Junior Thompson. And then on Thursday night, we had Bishop Janice Dillard, amen. And then on tonight, we're having our own Bishop Prophet, Dr. Hurricane Johnson. It is just going to be, my God, it's a lineup. It's a lineup that you can't miss, and everyone is tapping into salvation. Everyone is tapping on the grace of God. Everyone, hey, glory be to God. Souls are coming to the altar because of the message that has been taught or been preached. And I'm telling you right now, it is life-changing. You got to get there. So tonight, as we celebrate the death of Christ. Tonight, as we celebrate, oh God, 5 decades of ministry, over 5 decades of ministry with Apostle T.G. Thompson and First Lady Thompson, I'm telling you, as we celebrate the book that has been birthed through the mind of God, I'm telling you right now that there is room. Ah, tell somebody room. There is room for you to be, hallelujah, delivered. There is room for you to be healed. There is room for you to experience your breakthrough. Get your miracle tonight. Because the word that is coming out of the prophet's mouth, Bishop Hurricane Johnson, is going to erect on the motion there to the boss. I'm telling you right now, and it's going to destroy. It's going to destroy everything that have you bound. And so, therefore, you got to get to the gospel arena. That's 613 Northwest 3rd Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Listen, we're going to be right back. Amen. We're going to be right back. But listen, I need to tell you more about tonight. And you're going to hear more about the Easter service. And then you're going to hear from our bishop, the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson.
Hello, everyone. My name is Brother Davon. I'm sitting here with Pastor Bishop Hurricane Johnson. Today we want to talk with Bishop on the series he's been preaching on concerning true worship. Good morning, Bishop. So to start on our conversation today, what is worship?
Thank you, son, and God bless you. You know, worship is simply the confirmation of relationship with Father God. The familiarity of going to church and reading the scripture and attending services does not solidify the walk of a Christian. But worship does, because worship is the means of relationship. You know, the difference between a churchgoer and a worshiper is a churchgoer goes to church by ritual, but a worshiper worship by relationship. And then the other attribute of a worshiper is they seek to please God in their worship. So worship is relationship.
All right, so Bishop, what is your feelings about the church directions of worshiping God today?
Well, son, I think we're in a good direction as it pertains to worship. I see an aggression of worship more enhanced by our young people today and by families. When you go to church, you can hear a loud sound of worship through crying and just adoring the name of Christ. However, there is a danger that we must be careful of, and that is that in our gamut of worship and in our process of worship, that we not get caught up in worshiping things rather than God. There are testimonies that come in, but we want to make sure that we don't worship the car, the house, or what we call blessings more than God. So, but the direction of worship is going well.
All right, Bishop. Now, this next question is a question that I feel as though a lot of people would like to know the answer to. Is it possible to truly worship God while offenses remain in your heart?
Wow, son, I think that's a very important question that needs to be asked as well as answered. Can you really worship with offense in your heart? According to the Bible, we cannot worship. Matter of fact, according to the Bible, we cannot even pray. Mark 11 describes Jesus saying, "Have faith in God, you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast in the depths of the sea." And then he says, if you believe those things in your heart, those things will come to pass. Then he says, if you can receive them, you shall have them. But one of the most important things was, Jesus said, but when you stand praying, if you have aught in your heart against any, forgive them. For if you don't forgive them their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you yours. So, aughts and offenses blocks worship.
Bishop, I'm a young man, 20 years old. I like excitement in the church. I like doing exciting things as pertain to Christian events. What advice can you give me on enhancing my worship?
You know, the Bible says that the young is called because they're strong, which means that they have a life full of excitement. And you're supposed to live an exciting life. You know, Christ is the fullness of our joy. And it's much better when you can bring this excitement into the church, but also relate it with worship. And so this is how I believe that you ought to enhance your worship through excitement. Understand that every blessing that you receive, everything that you receive, every accomplishment that you have or can attain comes from God. And if you know that it comes from God, then it behooves you to worship. And this ought to enhance your worship by knowing that everything I got comes from God.
One final thing. I know this Sunday you will be talking about worship. What can you give us as an appetizer of what we can expect and who needs to be there this Sunday morning?
Thank you so much. This Sunday, I want to talk about the essence of true worship. There's an essence in all of us. There's a makeup of every man and every woman. This makeup will certainly be exposed in a time of trouble. Now, I want to share with you some powerful scripture and powerful revelation on what we are made of. God put this worship in us. And sometimes he uses strange methodologies and methods to get it out of us. Everyone that are ready to go to the next level need to meet me this Sunday morning. Remember, we're going to discover the true essence of worship. You're going to find out what you're made of this Sunday.
Well, you have just been listening to my pastor, Bishop Hurricane Johnson. Remember to meet him this Sunday at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. Service time is 11 a.m. Don't miss this life-changing service. This is Brother Davon. See you next time. And remember, as my bishop always says, hope need not die because help is on the way.
You just heard from our bishop and prophet, the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson, on the subject of worship. He will be incorporating worship with the resurrection this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in the beautiful city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The zip code is 33309. Now, you must make it your plans and must to attend. This Sunday morning, you're going to experience, glory be to God, the power of God. You're going to experience a special move of God, the very thing that you've been waiting for. What would have taken you years to fix? What would have taken you years and months to do? God is going to fix it. He's going to do it in split seconds. All you got to do is get to the service where the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson will be ministering, prophesying, laying hands, preaching the word of God. I'm telling you right now, bring your son, bring your daughter, bring your husband, your wife. Get that family together. Make this a family reunion. Resurrect your family on this particular Easter Sunday morning. Resurrect the family, the love that y'all once had and shared that have been dampened, glory be to God, by the cares of life and the tossing and the turning and the turmoil of life. I'm telling you right now that there is power to deliver in this service. There is a special anointing for destroying yokes. Yes, the very yoke that have you bound, the very yoke that have your husband, your wife tied up, tangled up, messed up. I'm telling you right now, if you can just get them to the Church in Your Life ministry, get them to the prophet on this resurrection morning, God is going to do something awesome. He's going to do it because he can. How about that? He's going to do it because he's a savior. He's going to do it because you ask him to. And some of you have been asking God to do this very same thing for a long time, and it seems as though as like God has forgotten you, but I'm telling you right now that God has not forgotten. Yes, he knows your name. He knows the very hair, how much hair strands is on your head. He knows what you're going through. He sees and he knows. And I'm telling you right now that he has not forgotten you. The very fact that you can hear Pastor Jay's voice on WEXY 1520 AM is a reminder that God has not forgotten. All you have to do is get to the place And that place is the Marriott, the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. The time is at 11 a.m., 11 a.m. We start our Sunday school at 10, but if you can get there by 11, I'm telling you right now, you're going to experience the power of God like never before. Oh, my God, I can feel it right now. I can't wait. I'm like First Lady Johnson. You heard it. I can't wait for this Sunday morning. We have people that have been sick. We have people that experience, I'm talking about death, causing events that happen in their life, but they made it because of what they heard. Their faith has been built up. They met in an area that they made it through. Yes, you heard it. So therefore, it is happening for real. Tell somebody, this is for real. This is for real. This is a life-changing, I'm telling you, event that is going to happen in your life that you must get to. And this is your time for your miracle. This is your season for your breakthrough. And so therefore, nothing or nobody can stop it but you. So get prepared. Get ready. Get, we're going to say like we usually say, on your mark, get set, go. Woo! Get ready, get ready, get ready. You got to get your whole household together. Matter of fact, start announcing it right now. Start announcing it in the air of your family members and let them know that this is what's going to happen this Sunday morning. This is where we're going this Sunday morning. Listen, I know you're saying, but I don't have a dress because, you know, usually on Easter everybody dress up. But I'm telling you right now, my God, whatever you got, just come. Pick up your miracle. You're going to stumble across a blessing. I'm telling you right now, you're going to trip over a breakthrough. All you got to do is get to the Marriott. That's the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. Now, we're going to take another break, and we'll be back. Don't change that dial.
Hurricane Johnson. Resurrection means miracles. I expect miracles to take place on this Sunday morning.
Miracles, signs, and wonders follow this ministry. Hundreds are preparing for this resurrection service.
Hi, this is First Lady Johnson. I want to let you know that 2 years ago I had a massive stroke. I know that Jesus is alive because I'm here today. And I can't wait till Sunday.
Miracles to take place on this Sunday morning. Bodies healed, lives changed, addictions broken. Got ready this Sunday.
Don't miss this Sunday's resurrection service with Bishop Hurricane Johnson. Powerful singing, praise dancing, anointed preaching. It's all happening at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. 33309 starts at 11 a.m. Resurrection Sunday. Be there.
Well, God bless you. You heard it. Amen. You must be there. Don't miss it. This Sunday morning, resurrection morning, you got to get there at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, where the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson will be ministering. And I'm telling you, if you can just get there, there is going to be an awesome experience awaiting you. You're going to experience the power of God, the miracle-working power of God, the healing power of God. Come on, somebody. You're going to experience the gift of faith like never before. And why I'm saying the gift of faith is because some of you have already lost your faith. You have already just went down. You're just concentrating on taking your medicine. You feel as if I just can take this medicine, I'm going to be all right because God ain't healing me. If I could just take the medicine, I'll be fine. Some of you have already, amen, got so used to being the way you are. You got used to living with that sickness. You got used to living broke. You got used to living without. Hallelujah. And so now it's a heart of you, you already married it. So every time you get up, there is no, I want to do better, because you already got into this realm where you're going to stay the way you are, because God has forgotten you. But I'm here to let you know that you need to get to the prophet, because your mind is going to be changed about your situation. Your faith is going to, oh, glory be to God, it's going to come alive in God, and you're going to experience God like never before. You have been doubting him for so long, and doubt, it was doubt that made your relationship, hallelujah, destroyed your relationship. It was doubt that made you sick. It was doubt that caused you to just separate yourself from your family. It was doubt that caused you to lose your job. It was doubt that caused you to wake up broke. It was doubt, but I'm here to let you know that God has something for the doubters. You're going to see the nail print in his hands like Thomas did. If I can just see the nail print in his hand, if I can just put my hand in his side, glory be to God, then I would believe it. Well, if you need proof, if somebody out there is looking and you're looking for proof that God is still God, if you're looking for proof that he's still a healer, if you're looking for proof that he's still a miracle worker, well, I got some proof. All you got to do is get to the Marriott, the Courtyard Marriott, this upcoming Sunday morning. Yeah, not about Sunday. Oh, God, I feel this so strong. Just get there, woman. Yeah, I know you're broken. I know you experienced, amen, the spirit of doubt in your mind, and the spirit of doubt that come with his other cousins of mourning and all the stuff that comes with it, and you've been broken, and you've been experiencing so much turmoil, but I'm telling you right now that your faith is going to come alive after you heard the word of God from the man of God this Sunday morning. I was just telling you the address, wasn't I? Yes, at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. Oh, I got excited because I know without a shadow of a doubt that God is going to do something. He's going to say something. He's going to use the man of God to bring forth deliverance in the life of the believers. He's going to be, my God, I was telling you about the gift of faith. I'm telling you right now, the gift of faith is going to be so alive in that place because the man of God operates in it. So, baby, even if you're coming to just see, amen, the nail print, if you're coming like Thomas just to see if this is real, you won't get your deliverance in the midst of you spectating, in the midst of you just coming to find out if it's real. God is going to bring you out. He's going to heal you. He's going to break you through. Yes, all you got to do is get there, because the gift of faith is so alive in the mind of God. He's operating under the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I said it, the Holy Ghost. He's operating. It is alive. It is alive. A lot of people might not believe in the gifts, but I'm telling you, once you get with Bishop Hurricane Johnson, you're going to see the gifts in action. And so all you got to do is get there. All the miracle working power of God, the gift of healing. Yes, and you're going to see tongues and interpretation. You're going to experience the gift of knowledge and wisdom, the discerning of spirits. You're going to, listen. Don't let me start naming them, because it's going to happen. You will see gifts that you don't even know about. You will see it in action this Sunday morning, because we're in this season now that people want to see. We're in this season. I don't know if Bishop is on the line, but we're in this season where people just want to see. They want to not just, they don't just want to hear. Oh, my God. But I'm here to let you know. You want to see? We got that. We got you covered. We got you covered, Thomas. Come on down. Come on down to the Courtyard Marriott, and you're going to see, my God, you're going to see the power of God like never before. I get one more minute. I get one more minute before we take another break. But I want to encourage you, mother. I want to encourage you, father. I want to encourage you, my sister. I want to encourage you, my brother, to get down to the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. This is Pastor Jay. We'll be right back. Don't change that dial.
WEXY, Wilton Meadows, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and not necessarily those of WEXY.